torture shoes. Cesare Mancini worked in a shoe shop by day, and by night he robbed people. He normally chose newcomers as victims, but once he mistakenly attacked a local grocer. The grocer recognized Mancini and informed the authorities about him. 7 years later, the shoemaker saw the grocer among newly arrived prisoners. Mancini decided that fate gives him a chance to take revenge. During a knife fight, the grocer was killed, but before he died, he managed to disfigure the shoemaker's face and cut the tendon on his right arm. Given his good behavior in the past, the jailers offered Mancini a choice: the death penalty for the murder of a cellmate, or lifelong work as a prison executioner. Not wanting to die, Mancini put on the mask. Now his shoes were used to inflict pain and injury. Among his best inventions was an iron boot for deforming the feet, shoes with hot coals for baking the soles of the feet. Mancini's masterpiece of cruelty was the Spanish boot. He put an iron plate on his victim's leg, and then took a pointed wedge and a small sledgehammer. The first drop fell on the ankle. The man didn't have time to rest from the pain as the wedge crushed the front part of the shin in two other places. "Is it too tight?" the shoemaker asked helpfully, and hearing a cry of pain in response, lightly twisted the cartilage under the kneecap. A few years later, he was called the Bloody Shoemaker. Prisoners prayed to God that they did not have to try on Mancini's shoes.